Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Remembrances and tributes continue this week for Charles Ogletree, the landmark Harvard Law professor and civil rights scholar who died last week at age 70. Ogletree had many notable clients, including Anita Hill. He represented her when she accused Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment during Thomas's 1991 Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court justice. Hill is now a professor of social policy, law, and women's studies at Brandeis University, and she joins me now. Professor Hill, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you for your condolences.
How are you reflecting on who Professor Ogletree was and what he accomplished?
First of all, he was an eloquent speaker and a great storyteller. And he saw the law as a compelling force in the human experience. He was able to tell the story of reparations in Tulsa and the story of civil rights and human rights throughout the globe, including in South Africa. He endeavored to open people's minds to the reality of how race and class and gender and justice collide.
When did you first meet him?
I first met Charles Ogletree back in the early to mid-80s when we were both young law teachers. We were part of a generation of legal scholars whose lives had been shaped by Brown versus the Board of Education, and we were moving into law teaching, reforming the way law was being taught and perceived. I met him as I was a coach of my moot court team at the University of Oklahoma, and Charles was the coach of the moot court team from Harvard. And Charles likes to say that my teams always beat his, but I'm sure that his teams had the best coach.
How was the decision made for him to represent you in the Thomas hearings?
It wasn't that Charles Ogletree was a specialist in sexual harassment, but what was really important was that Charles understood that the laws that he had been working on were really relevant to this issue of sexual harassment. And he was a gifted trial lawyer. And so he knew that it was important for my story to be heard.
I remember watching those hearings and just seeing him always right behind you. What was it like to have that kind of support?
It was absolutely critical. I can't imagine having to go through that process without his support and his leadership. Charles's legal expertise was absolutely necessary for me to feel confident stepping up and giving my testimony.
Was it a risk for him to represent you?
It was. It was a career risk. You know, he was coming up for tenure. So the risk to Charles was real.
How did Professor Ogletree counsel you when people were attacking your character? What did he say to you?
He felt that we had provided that information to the public. The public had heard me, even though the Senate Judiciary Committee may not have or not been willing to act on what they heard.
Who carries on the professor's legacy now? Who fills the role he leaves behind in the legal profession and as an advocate for civil rights?
You know, there is no one individual who can replace Charles Ogletree. There are plenty of people out there who are among that generation who grew up in the civil rights era, who went into law because of what they saw and experienced as a child and what their parents have experienced. I think of all of Charles Ogletree's students and really any number of people who have followed his work and followed in his footsteps. We all have to step up.
Professor Anita Hill, I know this is a tough time. Thank you so much for talking.
Thank you.